Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us our reporter in the field, Meritazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, I suppose. Well, actually, yes, it is a very good morning coming to you live at the Miami County Fair.
And super busy, no doubt. So tell us what you've got going on.
Yeah, super busy, that's for sure. But hey, it's good. I love this time of year, mainly because all the kids who've been working so hard on all of their projects finally get to come together and see how well they've done throughout the year. So yeah, like I said, we are right in the thick of things. We had our meat, goats, and sheep vet check and weigh-in last night. Our animals are looking awesome. So if you are in the area this week at all, please stop by the Miami County Fair and support our youth. You can stop by tonight. We have our sheep and meat goat show going on, starting at 5 o'clock with the sheep show, and then we'll roll right into the market meat goat show, starting around 7-ish. And then we keep things rolling for tomorrow on Wednesday morning. We kick things off bright and early, right at 8 o'clock with our dairy show. Looks like we have a lot of dairy goats this year, not a whole lot of dairy cattle. We have a lot of dairy goats. That will start right here at 8 o'clock at the show arena. And then we will flow right into our 4-H and FFA beef show right about 9 o'clock, or at least 20, 30 minutes after dairy show gets done. Please come out and support those kids. And then right after the beef show gets done, we will do our, I think this show is always so cute, and it's a passion of mine. We will do our 4-H and open bucket calf show.
Aww.
I love watching those kids and those little calves. We will do that showmanship portion of that show starting around 1 o'clock or, again, 30 minutes after the beef show gets done. Then, if you want to stick around for that evening, Wednesday night, we have our Rotary Fair Parade that goes downtown. And then everybody comes back down to the fairgrounds for our draft horse that night. That is a free event, but donations are appreciated. If you want to come back on Thursday morning, we have our swine show, 4-H and FFA swine show, kicks off about 8 o'clock. And also Frontier Farm Credit. They will be here at the swine show giving out some juice and some donuts. So some awesome sugar for all of us to keep going on.
Which you need right now. And the hydration.
And we have the 4-H and Open Dog Agility course will be that afternoon as well. And then in the evening, we'll do our mutton busting competition out there in the rodeo arena. I think that starts 7 o'clock-ish, I believe. And then this Friday, we will do our round robin showmanship competition at 8:30. With that competition, it's kind of who's the best of the best in the showmanship part. And so we get 2 4-H'ers from each species, the beef, the meat goats, sheep, and swine. The judges pick them, and they get to come back and kind of see and compete who's the best of the best showman. So I really like that competition. And then if there's any livestock judgers out there, we do our livestock judging contest at 9:30 on Friday morning. Check-in starts at 9, and we get the contest rolling at 9:30. So that's always a really neat contest for those kids who want to get their practice and keep going on those on the judging livestock. And then Friday evening, this is when I really, really hope a lot of people will come out and support the youth. We have our project sale starting at 4 o'clock, and then our livestock sale auction will start at 6 o'clock. Both of these auctions really help these kids out with getting money for either college scholarships or money that they put back towards next year's project. So please come out and support those kids. They've worked really hard all year. So please come out to the auction, either the project or the livestock one, and please support them. We will have a buyer dinner, so we will have a yummy barbecue dinner for you guys to come out and eat if you want to come and get some dinner and support our kids. And then both Friday and Saturday night, we have a rodeo for all of you cowboys and cowgirls. We have a rodeo going on in the main rodeo arena. I think both nights that starts about 7:30 or so. Yeah, that's kind of the livestock side of things for the Miami County Fair. Please, guys, stop on by. Support the kids. Support the open class exhibitors. Like I said, they've worked so hard this year, and it's hot. I know it's hot, but please come out and support everybody.
Definitely come out and support everybody. Hey, speaking of support, how much of your paycheck did you drop at the pie auction last night?
Oh, I'm not going to tell. I might get in trouble. But hey, they are some pretty good pies.
I love watching those pie auctions because the bidding gets fierce and it's always worth it.
Uh-huh, very much.
Well, thanks for the updates. Try and stay cool. Drink lots of water. Stay in the shade when you can, even though I know you got to be running around and doing all the things. And we'll see if we can keep encouraging people to come out and see the results of all this hard work everybody's been putting in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And yeah, we're trying to stay cool, but it's fair time. You kind of get used to it.
Yeah, it's kind of expected. Like, we're going to get hot and we're going to have a funnel cake. That's the way it is.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks a bunch, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.